I think I've mentioned before that sometimes when we think about the saints, we tend to think of them as members of a different species. Like they weren't quite human. There was something that kind of set them apart, and they're just different. And so consequently, we sometimes are tempted to think that we are not called to be saints, or that it would be very unlikely for us to become saints. And yet, the exact opposite is true. Not only has God designed us in such a way that we can become saints, and you know the saints throughout history have been very, very human, but he's also placed a desire in our hearts to rise to a great level of holiness. And in fact, the fact that we're all here this morning is perhaps an acknowledgement that we all want to be better people. We know that God is calling us to be better, and we know that we need help in doing that. We can't do it all on our own. What I would like to do today is to spend just a few moments proposing to you something that can be of great benefit to everyone in this journey toward greater holiness. And I've been referring to it in the bulletin the last couple of Sundays. And that is the total consecration to Jesus through Mary. This has been referred to as the surest, easiest, shortest, and most perfect means of becoming a saint. Who wants to sign up? You know, I'm thinking, wow, surest, easiest, shortest, most perfect means of becoming a saint. That might sound kind of formulaic, but it really is a very effective way of growing in our spiritual life. What is consecration to Jesus through Mary? It simply means that we approach our Blessed Mother in a very special, a specific way and ask for her guidance. We place ourselves in her hands that she might bring us closer to Jesus. That's the essence of consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's not a matter of worshiping Mary or giving her undue attention. It's turning to Mary and asking her, since she is the Mother of God, if she will take us by the hand and bring us closer to Jesus. And that's what we all want. We all want to be closer to Jesus, not just when we come to church on Sunday, but we want to be with him throughout the week and in every moment of the day. So I'm going to propose a few simple points for your consideration as to why it might be a good idea to go through the process of preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary. The first point is that God chose Mary. God chose Mary to be a vessel through which he would encounter us. Did he have to do it that way? No. God could have saved the world in some other way. Jesus could have entered the world some other miraculous way other than through Mary. But God chose Mary. God chose Mary for this role. And so by that very fact, we understand that this was the best way that God could have brought about his plan. And so if God chose Mary to be the vessel through which he reached us, doesn't it just make sense that we would also choose Mary to be a vessel to help bring us closer to God? Now, again, it's not an absolute necessity. Just as it wasn't absolutely necessary for God to choose Mary, it's not absolutely necessary for us to choose Mary in our walk of faith. But as it was most fitting and most opportune and advantageous for God to choose Mary to reach us, so it is most fitting and opportune and advantageous for us to choose Mary in seeking a deeper relationship with her son. So that's the first point, that since God chose Mary, it's also good for us to choose Mary in our walk of faith. Secondly, if we're trying to take up a hobby or hone a skill or get better at whatever it is that we do, A lot of times, we turn to someone who is expert in that area, who can help us, who has gone to YouTube looking for a do-it-yourself video and found some expert, or claimed expert, who wants to teach you how to do something, how to lay tile, how to, do this or that skill, water skiing, or who knows what. There's always an expert out there who's willing to help teach you the best way to do whatever it is that you want to do. And the same is true for our spiritual life. If our goal is to love Jesus Christ and to be open completely to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our life, there is no better teacher than Mary. There is no human being who ever, ever loved Jesus more than Mary. And there never will be. There may be some who have come close, but no one loved Jesus more than his mother. And no one was more open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit as Mary, who simply received the word of God and said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." So Mary can be a wonderful, wonderful mentor for us as we are striving to love Jesus. She can teach us. She shows us the way. She's a good mother. She has so much to offer us as we seek to deepen our relationship with the Lord. My third point, we don't have to sit here and wonder if consecration to Jesus through Mary would be a good idea or if it would be helpful. Because we have the example of a lot of different people who have done it and who achieved really the heights of holiness. You'll see at the entrance of the church several copies of this little pamphlet, booklet, enough copies for everyone, and I encourage you to take one before you leave today. Father Gately, who's the author of this, basically guides us through 33 days of preparation, but focusing on the example of four saints: St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, Mother Teresa, and Pope St. John Paul II. And what he does is he shows how their consecration to Jesus through Mary made an impact in their life. And so we have the example of countless people who have gone before us who have given themselves to Jesus through Mary, and we can see by their example that it would also be very beneficial for us. We're no different than they. We're all Christians. We're all pilgrims on the journey. And so this consecration to Jesus through Mary is a very effective means of attaining holiness, and we've seen that in the example of many people. My fourth point: even when we don't really understand everything completely, when all the pieces don't seem to fit together for us and make sense, if we are open and seeking the will of God and humble and willing to do something, He works through that. He really does. And so even if we don't understand all of the nuts and bolts of consecration to Jesus through Mary, if we approach it with humility and openness and willingness to give it a try, I'll guarantee you the Lord will work through that. And you might be surprised that in the process of preparation for the day of consecration, your spiritual life will grow, even exponentially. I went through this last fall for the first time, and it was amazing to see what the Lord did in my life, even just over the course of a few weeks. So it's not some magical formula. It's grace. It's the work of God. But it's also the intercession and help of Mary, our mother. So that's the fourth point. If we're on the fence about it, I encourage you, just be willing and open, and the Lord and Our Lady will certainly work through that openness. Finally, honoring Mary is a way of honoring Jesus. If you honor my mother, you'll be my best friend. Not my best friend, but, you know, I delight in it when someone gives my mother a compliment. I rejoice when someone honors her and tells her, you know, that she's beautiful or that she is so gifted. You know, I delight in that. And so Jesus delights when we honor his mother. He doesn't say, come on, mom, their attention is supposed to be on me. Stop that. You're competing for their loyalty. No, of course not. Jesus knows that Mary is not vying for our attention. He knows that in loving her, she's going to help us to love him and to glorify God in all that we do. So it would be a great Mother's Day gift to make the decision to consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. That would be a great way of giving him honor and glory. I mentioned that there are many copies of this available at the entrance of the church. I encourage you to take one, even if you're still not decided that you want to do it. If you decide to do it, usually the consecration day is on a Marian feast day. So the next one would be June 13th, which is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so the preparation, the 33 days before, would begin tomorrow, Monday, May 11th. But take one, read the introduction, see if it's something that the Lord might be calling you to. I'll guarantee that if you're seeking to develop your spiritual life, if you're looking to deepen your relationship, your love of the Lord Jesus, the process of total consecration through Mary is something that will definitely help you to bring that about, to arrive at a deeper place of faith and of joy. Indeed, that complete joy that Jesus came to give us.